Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
I like that word, freeze. But what do you do when you say freeze and it doesn't freeze? Because I've seen police officers say freeze and the guys bolt. Right? Does it mean you give up right there? No. You take authority. And you know, when you tell yourself that you're healed and you don't see the healing, does that mean you stop believing? No. God said take those thoughts captive. Like when a cop tells a guy freeze and he won't freeze, he chases him. In the car, they might be on a bicycle, they try to get away. Have you seen in there five cop cars? They don't want to be taken captive. Your thoughts don't always want to be taken captive, especially when it's from the devil. So you don't just tell it to freeze. You've got to take the next step. Because as he retaliates, remember the devil, after testing Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and Jesus used the word against him and said, it is written, it is written, it is written. What happened was, the Bible says he left, but he was coming back for a more opportune time. He's always going to come back. You can never give up. You can never stop. You can never quit. Don't cave in. If you believe you're healed and you push through everything, you're healed. If you believe you're prosperous and you push through everything and you do it God's way, you will prosper. Amen. So that kind of falls a little bit in line with the word today. And I just want to mention that if you weren't at the first service, you might want to watch it, especially if you're battling with sort of addictions and stuff, because I believe there was a really good word for people. And so you can go back and look at it. Now, as Pastor Adam L. said, we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday. The world knows it as Easter. But it's Resurrection Sunday, and I said, this is a different word that I bring in now than I did this morning. But I did say this morning that Resurrection Sunday, without Resurrection Sunday, without Easter, without the Passover, which is represented by our Easter, Resurrection Sunday is Passover. If Jesus was not born, we could not have had Resurrection Sunday. And if we didn't have a Resurrection Sunday, we'd be the most miserable of all people. We'd still be lost in our sin. Amen. But thank God Jesus came, and thank God he became our high priest, once for all. Now, something I want to mention to us. Jesus laid down his life for you. How many of you know that? Say, Jesus laid his life down for me. There's a lot of preachers that are preaching, we will have trials and tribulation. Have you heard that?
Yes.
I mean, they preach, we will have trials and tribulations. Is that true?
Yes.
Some of you are not sure.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
Jesus said, if they hated me, guess what? They ain't gonna like you.
That's right.
But you know what? When you get saved, you have to come to the cross. But you don't stay at the cross. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, no woman comes to the Father excepting him by through Jesus. So you don't stay at the cross. I believe Jesus was buried, I believe he resurrected, and then I believe he ascended up to heaven. And guess what? In Ephesians 2:6 says, you've been seated together with him in heavenly places. So you don't stay at the cross. You move on, you grow, you get growth. So we tell you, yeah, sure, you're going to have trials and tribulations in life, but I can give you 35 scriptures right now, and I'll give you one. Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon his righteous. If you're born again, you're righteous. The eyes of the Lord upon his righteous. He's watching you and he's listening for you. His ears are open unto your cry. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, his ears are open unto your cry. Verse 17. This is old covenant. And the new covenant is much better. Verse 17. The righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him from all of his troubles. So yeah, there's going to be tribulation. You don't leave a person with that fact, you know, that we're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get beat down. You got to tell them the rest of the story. Christ always causes me to triumph. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. You don't leave them with all of this stuff. I'm going to be attacked left, right, and center. You got to tell them that you can overcome. How many of you believe you can overcome anything the devil throws at you? Anything.
Hallelujah.
The gossip, the lies, the cheating, the stealing from you. Listen, you can overcome it all and be victorious coming out the other side. You won't even smell like you've been in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You won't even stink of flame. So you can't leave a person there. Yes, it's true. There will be trials and tests and temptations. Have any of you noticed?
Yes.
Any of you been tempted recently, like an hour or two ago?
Come on. Yes.
The devil ain't sleeping.
No,
but guess who else doesn't sleep? The Bible says God neither sleeps nor slumbers. You covered, you got it. And God's given you authority.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I want you to go with me to John 10. John 10 and verse 17. Let's look at this. I want to give you some power here and some hope in Christ. Because Jesus is all you need. Jesus is all you need. How many of you got Jesus?
Amen.
You need nothing else. All you need to do now is learn what he said. You got him. Now learn what he tells you. Amen. And you know, a lot of people say, one person told me, all I do is I stay in the Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, correct? Those are the four Gospels. That's telling you about the birth, the life, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion. That's what it's telling you about Jesus' life. But it does not tell you what it means for you. When you read the epistles written by Paul and Peter and James, it tells you what those four gospels accomplished for you. For instance, Galatians 2:20, none of you knew without reading that you were crucified together with Christ. Did you know? No, you saw him crucified. But the Bible says in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified together with Christ. Never, not I, but Christ that lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So you need the whole gospel.
Amen.
You need it from Genesis all the way to Malachi, right? Malachi, if you're Italian like me. You need it all the way to Malachi. Why? Because the Bible in Romans tells you that that old covenant is an example for you. You need to know from Genesis to Revelation. Hello. So that when you know it all, and you don't become a know-it-all, because you do actually know something, when you know it, the word of God, and the devil comes to say, you're sick, you're broke, you're miserable, you're this, you're that, you can't do it. You're going to say, now wait a minute, let's look at who I am. Okay, I'm going to show you, devil, I just want you to see this. Look up. See, read, I'm healed. I'm prosperous. I'm at peace. I'm joy. I'm covered. I got the blood. I got Jesus. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So I can't leave you in a place where it's hopeless. There's not one hopeless person in this room today. Not one hopeless person watching over the internet. There's no one that's out of the reach of God's help.
Amen.
I don't care if it's fifth stage cancer or if they come up with a sixth stage. That means humans can't do any more, but God can.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, Jesus Christ did it all. He did it all. He didn't leave anything undone. He's coming back to be crucified. No. He took care of every sin.
Come on.
How many of you believe he took care of the sin?
Yes.
My past sin, my present sin, and my future sin taken care of. and I can repent and put it under the blood. Amen. And you need to repent and put it under the blood. Don't believe these people who say you don't need to repent anymore. That's ridiculous. Okay, so now, John 10, verse 17. Therefore, my Father loves me. Who else can say that? We can all say that, right? That's Jesus speaking there. It's in red, right? In the Gospels. Therefore, my Father loves me. I can look up and say, hi, Dad, Abba Father, you love me. Does he love you?
Yes.
Does it always feel like he loves you?
No.
You see, not as many yeses there. You know, the all that said, yes, he loves me, you know. It feels sometimes like he's not even there.
That's right.
If I feel it, you feel it too. Sometimes you feel your prayers are hitting a brass ceiling. Any of you ever feel that?
Yes.
Do you ever say, Lord, why? I know you said, I hear you.
Come on now.
We all have our moments of weakness and confusion. But the good thing is we always turn back to Jesus and say, Lord, however. But, you see, that's the only place you need a but, is but Jesus, but God. They tell me this, but God says that. They say this is going to happen, but God said it's going to happen. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay my life that I may take it again. I lay down my life that I may take it again. Listen, if you only lay your life down, you know what you're going to do? You know there's a thing called S-E-L-F. What's that spell?
Self.
If you want God, he says, take that self and put him on the cross daily. And let God reign where self tries to reign. Got to always remember that Christ is in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is in your spirit. The Bible says you became one with Christ when you were born again. So you're one with Christ. Now Christ is talking to us from our spirit man, the real you, the real person created in his image and likeness. Amen? The real me. Your spirit man, which is hooked up with the Holy Spirit, is speaking to your soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, which controls this realm, the flesh.
Yes.
And if your soulish realm obeys the spirit realm, then the flesh will not do the things you don't want to do. And the great apostle Paul said, oh, woe is me, I do the things I don't want to do, and the things I do want to do, I don't do. That means self can control anybody. So you got to die to self. Say, die to self.
Die to self.
And live to Christ. He says the old man's been crucified, didn't he?
Yes.
That's in the gospel. Not the gospels, that's in the epistles. The old man has been crucified, put on Christ. It says, put him on like a garment. You put on Christ, and that means I talk like Christ. I walk like Christ. I act like Christ. I love like Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because you can't love some people. And God says, love your enemies. If I ain't wearing Christ, I ain't going to love nobody. If you knew me outside of Christ, you'd run from me. And if I knew you outside of Christ, I'd run from you. In Christ, you look a whole lot better. It's the truth. Now watch it. He says, I lay down my life that I may take it again. Verse 18. No one takes it from me. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 8 a.m. in our Tradition Town Hall campus at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us in our Tradition services located at 5200 Oleander Avenue campus in Fort Pierce.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available.